to it, it's just endless and you can't really go back. So I think that's the most important thing in the long term as we form a future movement and a future vision of what the future might be like.
You were just listening to Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz, An Indigenous People's History. She spoke in Santa Fe, New Mexico in 2017. Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz is a distinguished scholar and activist. She's the author of An Indigenous People's History of the United States, winner of the American Book Award. This program is produced by Alternative Radio based in Boulder, Colorado. We are independent and in our 35th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. We feature such progressive voices as Winona LaDuke, Noam Chomsky, Arundhati Roy, Jeffrey Robinson, Angela Davis, and Michael Eric Dyson. And we have a series of programs with Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs of today's program with Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz and for her award-winning book, An Indigenous People's History of the United States, just call us at 1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order online on our website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. We're offering printed transcripts, PDFs, and MP3s of this program at no charge. Just call us at 1-800-444-1977. Special thanks to the Lanham Foundation. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening. We go out with John Trudell, Blue Indians.
Stranded persons search for meaning. Storykeepers run out of bandages. Histories washed in ritual blood. Traditions bleed in high-tech flood. Workers, not serfs. Terminologies change. Progress as evolution, terminal strange. Blue Indians being pulled into melting pots. Grueling class rules the haves and have-nots. Industrial reservation, tyranny stakes its claim. Blue Indians, emotional siege in civilized stain.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's where things like this go, right down the drain.
WRCT, Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, rocks.
You listening in at your house? Are you listening in at your car? If you want to hear good music, you don't have to go far. 88.3 is the magic number. WRCT in the Pittsburgh area. Who say so? I say so. Who is me? Maccabee Selassie.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Music for your inner robot.
This is WRCT. Come on and stay with us a while. Big 900 on your dial. We'll make your day a great big smile. WRCT.
Ah! WRCT. Radio 900.
RCT Pittsburgh. Meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Hi, this is Felicia Collins from Late Show with David Letterman, and you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
I'm Senator John McCain, and I'm from Arizona, but when I'm in Pittsburgh, I always listen to WRCT, one of the finest stations in all of radio, And Carnegie Mellon University is one of the finest academic institutions in our country. Be sure at your next election to vote early and vote often.
Yo, there's only 6 degrees of separation and we know 5 people you know. How much longer did you really think you could avoid strict flow? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Like this!
Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-syllable word.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's time for Viva Lamarck.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Banks-Apart. I know you love the thing you've got. Never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Your name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think you're acting, but you're not.
My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power solemn used on lock. I am the pull-up, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the sinth wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girls.
He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think he's having me, but he's not.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark.
Don't stand too close, 'cause I might slip into your pose. No use hanging, hanging on to hope. Catching hell is like a chill in June. It's a never too late.
never too soon. There's a fever in the room, the sweeping sound of the old man's broom. Ain't no antidote, no substitute.
their Nature Film album. That is Columbus, Ohio's own Scrawl here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before the Scrawl, how about some Beat Happening with a Cast of Shadow in that set of music. Also went back to 2004 for a release called If Not For Hovering by a band named Joss. Drummer actually sent that to me back in 2004, and I still have it, and I still play it. So, Chris, if you're listening, still playing your music. The song was called My Own Ghost, and start off the entire set. Speaking of My Own Ghost, Lou Reed. Lou Reed started off the set from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is... It's Paul. It is. It's Paul. But people call me the Mockster because it's a show called Viva La Mock. And it comes to you each and every week at this very time. And I want to thank you for joining in and tuning in and figuring out what's going on. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I got to figure that out, too. Hopefully I have time to do that. What I do have time to is go back to an album that came out in 1998, but the advance copies of it, which came out in 1997, had a completely different track listing, and they scrapped it, went back, and then reissued it. We're talking about the Come Clean album by Bloomington, Indiana's own Mysteries of Life.
Is there something to say after a long goodbye? It's never too late. Bye-bye, I wish you well.
about it. No, no. Slipping in between her legs, he decides it's a good place to be. It's a great place to hide from the love that he's had, from the love that could be. Know about it. I don't want to 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 know about it.
Locked all night long. And they were skinny and they was mean. They had parents that was never seen. And the hair was always long. And the shirts were always tight. And we knew we'd never get to know. And we knew we'd never try. Cause those east side boys seemed further from us than any star that hung up in the sky. And those east side boys never seemed to eat. They just smoked cigarettes across the street. And they stared down at the sidewalk, gave the classes leave. And on conference days it was always the same. Those east side parents never came. And they never read the stories, saw the right book on the wall. And once we hit the high school around grade 9 or 10, well, one by one they disappeared. We'd never see those east side boys again. Oh yeah.
Side boy.
Title track from Duane Eddy's Dance with the Guitar Man here on the Viva La Mock radio program with the Rebelettes taking some vocals on that one. Before the Duane Eddy, how about some Martin Zeller? Went back to his debut solo. Martin Zeller was the lead singer of the Gear Daddies. Put out one, if not two. I'm thinking he had two solo albums. That was from Born Under and East Side Boys. Also played Uncle Green. You always have to play a little Uncle Green here and there. You've got an Uncle Green, don't you? Yeah, I don't either. But I played some Uncle Green with I Don't Want to Know About It from their Book of Bad Thoughts album. And Mysteries of Life started off everything with an album track that never came on the album. It was on the advance. It was supposed to be on the album. And then when the album finally got issued, they scrapped the tracks and the track listing and the whole nine yards and just put out a different album. Now a lot of the same songs, most of the same songs are on the official release from RCA Records from 1998. The album is called Come Clean, but I think one of the best songs on the album got scrapped. Wish You Well, the name of that song. You know, I play that Duane Eddy, and as I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, self, do you remember what Top 40 radio really sounded like back in the 70s? And Self goes, yes, Moxter, you do. But I'm saying, no, let's pretend I don't, because I've got to ask Jay Thurber, because he might. And now you can be like, hey, okay, Gen Xer, get to your point. Well, guess what? My point is Jay Thurber's got a little program called Radio 9. It happens from noon to 3 on Saturdays here on WRCT, and he's got a mix of oldies and he's got a mix of newies. He's got a mix of snark in there, and it's exclusively on the airwaves here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. You can find it streaming on WRCT.org, but you can also find it on WMCK.FM, Tube City Online Radio. I mentioned the Jay Thurber because last week I was listening to his program. It was such a wonderful program to listen to while I was cleaning out the shed, the old storage shed. And people walked by and said, wow, you are a hoarder. And I said, thank you. And by cleaning out, I'll tell you what I did. I took a bunch of stuff out of it. I threw a few things away. And then I put all that stuff I took out and I just put it back in. But hopefully more neatly, so that I can fit more stuff in there. And that was the goal, to fit more stuff in there. And where am I going with this? Well, I was listening to Jay Thurber, and he played Paul Sebastian with the theme to Welcome Back, Kotter. And I love Paul Sebastian's theme to Welcome Back, Kotter. But being the Moxter, I also love Rex Daisy's cover of said theme. So welcome back, Cotter.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they turn around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Just come back and stay for good. it close by, but you know that's nothing new. I could be the dream you had last night and whisper every word exactly right, but you know dreams don't always come true.
Guys,
From the Wall to Wall Sessions, that's Chris Mills with Escape from New York wrapping up that set of music. Before the Chris Mills, Gigolo Ants went back to the minor chords and major themes release for the song The Big Lie. Yeah, the album came out 20-plus years ago. So it's not about the current Big Lie. It's about a different Big Lie. Jack Lee before that, Jack Lee... You might remember Jack. He was in The Nerves with Paul Collins and Peter Case. Wrote Hanging on the Telephone. Also wrote that song, Come Back and Stay. I didn't realize he wrote it. Like, I knew the Paul Young version from the 80s that was the hit. I actually didn't know Jack Lee wrote that. And I picked up this Jack Lee album, and that was on there. And I was like, wow. Wow. Oh, and I start off the entire set with Rex Daisy doing their version of the Paul Sebastian theme to Welcome Back, Kotter, conveniently called Welcome Back. Welcome back. Welcome back to whatever you were doing, and you're here with me. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to each and every week at this time, and I appreciate you tuning in. Hey, you know what? That was a nice little pop set of music, if I do say so myself. And when I say things about pop sets of music, I'm very excited to tell you that you should be pulling up a chair because it is breakfast for dinner here at WRCT on Sunday nights. Yeah, DJ Chris Wired is back. Yeah, he took a little hiatus, but he is back serving up that audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. It's power pop, it's punk, it's jangle pop, it's psychedelic, it is anything that feeds the mind. That is why it is breakfast for dinner. It's sugary and gooey all at the same time. Sunday nights at 10 p.m. right here on 88.3. Or streaming, you can do that too. I do that a lot. WRCT.org is how you find it. Streaming. Let's just stay in this kind of pop sense I got going. Why not? How about some Plimsolls? It's Viva La Mock.
Love is the life we say we need. But then it's love that tears our lives apart. Last night I let somebody down in a sudden change of fate. I'm still trying to figure out just why, when she needed me, the only thing I could do was break away. Break away. I could not hold her, I could not stay. Break away. Break away. The love we thought we had was not in me. I'm alone at the end of the day, looking ahead to another place and
love's a crazy thing. Look at this city, full of people calling out for trust and understanding. And I don't know what I was thinking when I walked out of the room, but I got what I wanted, and man, I feel so alone. Outside the window, a thousand radios are playing that same crazy song. The singer keeps saying, save the last dance for me. God, I wish I was staying.
Hailing from Detroit, Michigan, the one and only MC5, wrapping up that set of music, asking you to do what I just did and kick out the jams. Sadly, if you didn't realize this, the lead singer of the MC5, Rob Tyner, he actually passed away at the age of 46 of a heart attack. Yeah, that's called hard living, in my mind. Before that, from the Pawn Shop Years album, that's Buick McCain, a project featuring Alejandro Escovedo, doing a fellow Michiganders pen tune. Yeah, Iggy Pop or the Stooges actually did that originally. Loose was the name of the song that you heard Buick McCain cover. Also, some Del Fuego's in there. Went back to the Smoking in the Fields album for Breakaway from, I think, 1989 is when that one came out. Struffed the entire set with the Plimsolls, with Everyday Things. I was just talking about Peter Case. The set before that, I played some Jack Lee, and I was like, he was in a band called The Nerves with Peter Case and Paul Collins. And then look what I do. I go and I play some of Peter Case's post-Nerves project, the Plimsolls. Gets us to where we are now. We are about a minute, just a shy over a minute before the top of the hour. That gives me plenty of time to remind you that the Westmoreland Cleanways and Recycling Program, which is located just 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh in Greensburg, they've actually received a grant. And this grant is helping them expand the facility so that they can process any and all types of foam marked number 6. That's clean plates, that's bowls, that's clamshells, that's egg cartons, that's trays. It's that block protective packaging foam that you find when you buy like electronics or furniture. They can recycle it. The grant has actually been made possible through the Foam Recycling Coalition. You can bring your foam to the drop-off center at 355 Pleasant Unity Mutual Road in Greensburg. For more information, call them up at 724-879-4020 or visit them online at westmorelandcleanways.org. Got more music for you coming up right after this.
Yes. Hi, y'all. This is Chardonnay Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you want to dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Midnight oozing out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the houses of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when B.B. got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Ports in session. The defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.